At 6:06, it is partly clear, 54 degrees in Tulsa. We are expecting a cool high of only 60 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The first Costco Wholesale Club in Oklahoma will be located in South Tulsa / North Bixby. It will be located at 103rd and South Memorial on the Tulsa side of where the Bixby and Tulsa City limits meet. Costco's Steve MacArthur says they plan on hiring about 200 people, and he says the average salary will be over $20 an hour.
We give our employees a living wage, and it pays off. We have very, very high retention of our employees. They want to come to work, and it'll show in the way they represent themselves to you when you come to shop.
The store should open in the summer of 2015. Now, unlike other Costcos across the nation, this one will not sell liquor because of Oklahoma's liquor laws. Governor Fallon flew to Quapaw to survey Sunday's EF2 tornado damage. She issued a disaster declaration for Ottawa County. We asked her to explain what that would do.
It will allow emergency services to proceed. It also allows the first step possible if they do qualify for any type of federal disaster relief.
She says recovery efforts for the extreme northeastern Oklahoma town of 900 are well underway. Well, crews from the Red Cross are also surveying the damage at Quapaw. Kurt Gortney is the communications director for the Red Cross here in Tulsa, and he's among those on the ground at Quapaw.
Going neighborhood by neighborhood and taking an assessment of what's been damaged and what the needs are moving ahead.
He says the Red Cross will assist the tornado victims at Quapaw in any way possible. Two road construction workers are killed in South Tulsa after being hit by a car. It happened yesterday on 71st Street near Elwood. Ronnie Blagg was dead at the scene. Mike Turner died later at a Tulsa hospital. They were employees of Traffic and Lighting Systems. After weeks of court challenges, the death row inmates challenging Oklahoma's secrecy law for lethal injections will be executed tonight.
Clayton Lockett and Charles Warner's fight to show the law is unconstitutional caused confusion among Oklahoma's courts and prompted a House resolution for five Supreme Court justices' impeachment. Department of Corrections spokesman Jerry Massey says one more legal move can't be ruled out.
There's some possibility of further court action. I think the last court action was Court of Criminal Appeals turning something down on Friday, so I guess there's a possibility of them appealing that decision.
Lockett and Warner will be the 194th and 195th people executed by the state since 1915. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The governor has signed an income tax cut measure into law in Oklahoma. It will gradually lower the state's top income tax rate from 5.25% to 4.85% over several years. The cuts will be dependent upon revenue triggers. A teenager has died after being struck by a freight train at Muskogee.
Police say 17-year-old Marco Antonio Torres was found dead at about 10:45 p.m. Corporal Mike Mahan says an initial investigation shows that Torres might have been crawling under the stationary train when it moved and struck him. Mahan also says witnesses and physical evidence suggest alcohol was involved in the accident. Jessica Byerly, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, partly sunny and cool today. We will have a high of 60. Now, normal for this time of year is 75. Tonight, overcast, 41 for a low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds and a high of 61. On Thursday, we're anticipating sunshine and a high of 66. And by Friday, we return to more seasonal temperatures with a high of 76. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 6:10, it is clear and 54. I'm John Turkey, KWGS News.